Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 3rd of November 2025. Today's topic is Lost and Found. Our text is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 9 verses 1 to 6. Now there was a man of Benjamin, whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zerah, the son of Bechorath, the son of Aphiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. And he had a son, whose name was Saul, a choice young man, and a goodly. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward he was higher than any of the people. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Saul his son, Take now one of the servants with thee, and arise, go seek the asses. And he passed through Mount Ephraim, and passed through the land of Shalisha, but they found them not. Then they passed through the land of Shalim, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they found them not. And when they were come to the land of Zaph, Saul said to his servant that was with him, Come, and let us return, lest my father leave caring for the asses, and take thought for us. Verse 6. And he said unto him, Behold now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither. Peradventure, he can shew us our way that we should go. Key verse. 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 6. And he said unto him, Behold now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither. Peradventure, he can shew us our way that we should go. Madam Esther had some currencies that she kept in a safe place within her bedroom. After some weeks, she wanted to buy some things at the grocery shop. She needed to use the money she kept in a safe place, but she could not remember exactly where she kept the currencies. She searched through her room for some days without success. Suddenly she remembered that God answers prayers, so she prayed and asked God to direct her to where the money was. Not long after, she received a prompt in her mind and went straight to the second cabinet in her wardrobe. Lo and behold, there the currencies laid. Madam Esther was very happy. How would you feel if an important school book got missing or something valuable got lost? Saul did the right thing first. He went to look for his father's donkeys, and then, when it was clear that they were nowhere to be found, he went to Samuel, a man of God. Saul realized that God could see exactly where his donkeys were and could lead him straight there. When something goes missing, you should pray to God. Trust God to lead you, and then thank Him for hearing your prayer. Prayer for today. Heavenly Father, please give me grace to always commit everything to you in prayers. In Jesus' name, Amen. Further reading, Luke 15 verse 8 to 9. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.